Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love this story, folks. M&M's is going to be more inclusive. Yeah, Mars. M&M's. I think it's Mars, right, that makes M&M's? And my question was, well, how are they going to do this? Are they going to create a little white, what do they call it? The little chippies, the little... Because there's two different kinds. There's the plain and the peanut. So they're going to do a white chocolate? Because I've never had a white chocolate M&M. I've had white chocolate Kit Kats. I've had white chocolate Hershey's Kisses. No, you know what? I didn't have white chocolate. Yeah, I think they do make white chocolate, but I had cookies and cream. So it was white with little speckles of black. little mulattoes. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Well, we have fun with subjects. Yeah, and M&M's, delicious little chocolate morsels. Hard candy shell, if you get the, both of them actually, the ones with peanuts and the others. I've even had, I love M&M's with almonds in them. Love them, because I'm a bigger fan of the almond than I am of the peanut. But M&M's, they could do almonds, they could do macadamia nuts, they could do a lot of different nuts, but I know they've got peanuts and I know they have almonds. I don't know if they have any other nuts. Glad you guys are with me, because we have to solve this. This is a tough problem we have here. The inclusive candy. I mean, what would the nation do if M&M's kept making racially insensitive candy? I'm sure this is a topic of conversation that's come up in your family as you were eating a bar and you're like, you know what? I don't feel good eating this chocolate bar. I feel like I'm oppressing black people as I eat this chocolate bar with the peanut butter nougats in it. And if the peanuts are a little bit brown, could we consider them Mexicans, or is the nougat Mexican, or you know what? Think about it. You probably haven't really given a whole lot of thought to your candy. What about, what's the bar that's got, it's black, it's a chocolate on the outside, but it's kind of light on the inside? What is that? Is that bar making a statement? Is that a Kaepernick bar? I think it's kind of a gooey, but no nuts or anything. I can't remember what it was. Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers bar. Thank you. Somebody eats a lot of candy, huh? One of my producers said that. Yeah, Three Musketeers. Think about all the candy bars that are out there. And if we thought of them in terms of race. Yeah, and we thought about what do we need now? Well, apparently, Mars has considered this. I thought M&M's was the most inclusive candy on the planet. I want you to understand, open up a bag of M&M's. I'm talking about the plain ones, not the peanuts, the little guys. They got red. We know what red represents, right? It represents flush white people. Yeah, we got yellow. We know what yellow represents. A whole swath of Asians. Lots of brown. The Negroes and the Hispanics are represented. You know what is missing? They don't have a pure black one. They got brown, and they don't even have shades of brown. I think we might have some grounds for a discrimination lawsuit against M&M's. They got green, right? That could be to one of two things. Either environmental weenie or greed. Because green is greed, remember? You decide. I'll let you decide on that one. I don't want to give you my take, even though I think it might have a little bit to do with greed. The Hill reports this. Candy is about to get more inclusive, and they put that in quotes. With the maker of M&M's announcing its famed characters are getting modern makeovers and will have more nuanced personalities. Mars Incorporated, the company behind the colorful candy-coated chocolates, nice use of alliteration, announced Thursday, this was last week, a global commitment to creating a world where everyone feels they belong and society is inclusive. Now, let me tell you guys what's going on here. This is a candy manufacturer that's decided to cash in on woke. That's right. Cashing in on woke. So now these guys want you to believe that candy can save the world. No, I jokingly gave an intro to this where people would be thinking, you know, Kevin, surely you're joking. Yes, surely I am. But no, Mars thinks it can save the world. So they say as part of the new mission is to increase the sense of belonging for 10 million people around the world by 2025. Mars said the M&M's characters who serve as mascots of sorts for the brand would be receiving fresh new looks. Well, they're going to redo them. Get this. The green M&M previously seen in ads posing seductively and strutting her stuff in white go-go boots will now sport, wait for it, a pair of sneakers. I wonder if they'll be Nikes. Can you believe that the description for the green candy on M&M's website says she enjoys being a hype woman for my friends? Quote, being a hype woman for my friends. So they're going to take off the boots and they're going to put her in sneakers. That'll do it. That'll change the perception of the little green M&M. This little seductress that makes me put her in my mouth and let her melt in there like a tasty nugget. I think we all win when we see more women in leading roles. So I'm happy to take on the part of a seductive friend when they succeed, the green M&M said on the promotional site. Another character, the brown M&M, described her motto as not bossy, just the boss. Yep, folks, M&M getting a makeover. It's going to become more, politically correct. Is it going to empower women or is it going to empower men? Remember Mr. Potato Head? He's a mister, but he's never had a penis. For all intents and purposes, he's an androgynous Potato Head. But they got to do a remake of Mr. Potato Head. They got to do a remake of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. And anybody else that may have race overtones. And now we got to get into the sexuality of M&Ms. And, you know, oh my gosh. Leftists leave nothing alone, man. See, this is the problem in America. When you have too many people out of work because they don't need to, because they're living off of you, so they come up with stupid stuff. Somebody probably wrote a note to M&M and some executive said, this is such a great idea. Let's roll with this. Anyway, we got a ton more to talk about today, folks. China's in the news. Bill Clinton's in the news. Leftism's in the news. And I'll bring it to you in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You excited about the Olympics, the Winter Olympics? It's in China. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson. I love saying China the way Donald Trump says it when he's being critical of China. Olympic athletes advised to leave their cell phones at home to dodge spying. That's right. The left, they care. Oh, they care about the spying. Chinese spies. Oh, yeah, they do. I talked about it the other day. They care so much, they employ them as chauffeurs. They put them on their cabinets. They let them infiltrate all of academia. They're stealing our secrets. We have more professors being looked at by the FBI and other agencies because they're letting Chinese get secrets. We've got more moles. I think they estimate over 2,000 spies from China in America. You're seeing the outcome. We can't make anything that the Chinese don't have access to the technology within months. I know a lot about it because I worked over there doing it. Anyway, the leftist clowns have supported China and communism for decades, but now they want to be outraged. We need to boycott the Olympics, blah, 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 whatever. That's your outrage is, well, let's not go to the stupid games because we can't go to the games. They should be looking at how do you catch them? How do you get them out of the country? How do we make sure that these people are not really spies? Because many of them are. Biden and his family, by the way, are owned by the Chinese. Hunter could be adopted by... Hunter's real name is Hua Tang. He's so Chinese. Hey, Hua Tang.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going?
You must lay off of girls, the prostitutes. You know, you got to stop. By the way, you remember that dude, that old Chinese dude that's been in like 5,000 movies?
I don't know his real name. But you know who I'm talking about. Anyways, 92 years old, he died. But he's been in everything. Amazing guy. I was sad to see that he died because I hadn't seen him in a while. But he was in the where the guy played ping pong. He played the blind guy. Anyway, he's been in many, many movies. You know, Big Trouble in Little China or something like that. I mean, just iconic. Anyway, I hate to see him go. Moving on. So, we got these Olympics going on. And I'm going to read this article. It was in the Daily Wire. Beyond Omicron gold medal tallies, athletes arriving in China's capital for the Winter Games next month may have one more thing to worry about. Is it safe to access the Internet? Of course it isn't. Let me just answer that question for him. Of course not. Beijing is going to be monitoring everything that they do. Don't be surprised if they put some sort of a worm. They give you a place where you can access stuff, but it puts a worm on your phone so they know everything you do, everything you say. I just told you, they want people to leave their cell phones at home. Beijing has promised the world's top athletes access to a partially unfettered internet during the Olympics starting on February the 4th, dropping the great firewall that blocks services like Facebook and YouTube at official venues and hotels. But security experts say there are reasons to exercise caution. So on Sunday of this last week, a legendary sportscaster, Bob Costas, appeared on CNN's Reliable Sources with Brian Stelter to discuss the upcoming Olympics, which, of course, are happening in Beijing. And during this segment, Costas blasted the IOC, which is the International Olympic Committee, for going back to China despite the nation's atrocious human rights record. So not only do we have cell phone eavesdropping, we have censorship of American media, which, by the way, I don't care if they censor Facebook and YouTube. I don't blame them. Zuckerberg and all the people associated with YouTube, all these people are criminals as far as I'm concerned. They're acting very much like China here in the United States. So I'm glad that you can't get access to them there. Good for them. So Costas goes on, he says, the IOC deserves all of the disdain and disgust that comes their way for going back to China yet again. I'm amazed that China, when you see what they've been able to accomplish in terms of getting the games and all these different things, he goes on, he says, they were in Beijing in 2008. They go to Sochi in 2014. They're shameless about this stuff, Costas said. Regarding what NBC will do as it pertains to acknowledging any issues, Costas replied that while he has no insider information, I would anticipate that what they'll do is the very thing that you suggested. They will acknowledge the issues at the beginning, then address them only if it's something specific that can't be ignored happens during the course of the games, which very well could happen. Now, I don't know what they're talking about. These decisions are so political and, you know, I mean, it's almost a joke to me where it's going to go. And everybody's all, ooh, I hope it comes to us. I hope it comes to us. And, it's already been predetermined. And then we get into, the gold count. And I don't know how you guys feel. When I was a kid growing up, it was a big deal to know, you know, America was winning the most medals. Because we're a little country in comparison to China. And it always meant something. I'll be honest with you. It doesn't mean as much. You know what means more to me? Who was the girl? She was a black chick and she won something and she took the flag and she draped it around her and she was crying and she was so happy. See, that's the Olympics I remember growing up. where people, it meant something, man, to represent America. And I'm not talking about this leftist version, this distorted dystopian view of America. I'm talking about the one that we hold near and dear that had me getting up cheering, watching, you know, the U.S. Olympic hockey team in 1980 win against the Soviets. And cheering for every gold medal. I mean, I used to look at the medal count and go, yeah, America, man. And it, but it wasn't in a mean-spirited way. It was in a competitive way. I applauded China and Russia. Even when these people were doping, my thought was, well, man, America's beating these guys, and we're not even as good as doping. Because, man, they had some East German women that looked like dudes. I'll never forget the woman that year that won the quarter mile. She looked like a dude I ran track with in high school. I mean, she was stout and had a bit of a mustache. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. She did. She had a mustache. It was so, that was back when doping was like in its infancy, and they didn't know how to, I mean, she had thunder thighs, no breast, and a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow mustache. They couldn't even, the East Germans were like, you know what, we're not even going to try to hide it. Oh, Lord. So anyway, China should be blasted. I mean, look, I don't care where it happens. I'm not even that big of a fan of the Olympics anymore because I don't think it's fair. I just think it's all a bunch of ceremony and pomp and circumstance. Anyway, we got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is set to retire. The 83-year-old was nominated by President Bill Clinton and has been on the court since 1994. Breyer has been under pressure to retire out of fear that a future Republican president would appoint a conservative to the high court. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has said he would block any Supreme Court nominee put forward by President Biden in 2024 if Republicans regain control of the Senate next year. New COVID cases and hospitalizations keep trending downward while the death rate is still on the rise, so said CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Top White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients saying the United States is shipping 400 million more vaccine doses to 112 countries. USA Radio News. Faith-based adoption agencies that contract with Michigan can refuse to place children in LGBTQ homes under a settlement filed in federal court.
The settlement comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled for a Catholic charity in a similar case. The State Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday the High Court's ruling against Philadelphia is binding on the state and limits its ability to enforce a non-discrimination policy. Michigan, like most states, contracts with private agencies to place children with new families. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Gas prices are up for the second time in 3 days. AAA reporting the national average for a price of regular is up a penny to $3.34 a gallon. There could only be two states, Texas and Oklahoma, where the price of gas is under $3 a gallon soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
John Bolton, who I'm not a big fan of, but he wrote a piece, and it's called Putin Playing Chess in Ukraine and Biden Steps In as a Pawn. But really what he's saying is Biden is Putin's, well, let's just say his witch. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to, who you're listening to. I'm the one talking. You're the one listening. I know the roles here. Glad you guys are with me. I will tell you, it's been a trying week for me, losing my father-in-law and then losing one of my young cousins. And we're just having to muddle through, but the world goes on. I mean, nothing stops because of things that are happening in our lives, as strange as that sounds. And you just learn you got to power through. And unfortunately, that's what I'm having to do this week. So Bolton writes this thing, Biden's first press conference in 10 months on the eve of his inauguration's anniversary made news, but not the kind he wanted. Ask about Russia's possible invasion of Ukraine, NATO's lack of unity, and the likely failure of economic sanctions to deter Vladimir Putin. Biden answered that, quote, the idea that NATO is not going to be united, I don't buy. It depends on what Russia does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do or not to do, etc. And in that stroke, according to a Bolton, Biden demonstrated that he didn't understand his own Ukraine policy, undercut Kiev's government and people, and handed Moscow an engraved invitation to make a, quote, minor incursion into Ukraine. Now, I don't know whether this has anything to do with them looking into Hunter's stuff and all that, but it certainly doesn't bode well. He says that was bad enough. But further answers made his position even more unintelligible. He said, and so, I got to make sure everybody is on the same page as we move along. But it depends on what Putin does as to the exact, to what extent we're going to be able to get the total unity on the on the NATO front. So he's telling you, I don't even know what my boys are going to do. What a moron. Look, guys, I know this is old news, but it's something to rehash and to remind the idiots that cheated to get this freaking moron into office that this is what you get when you put a person with brain damage in control of this economy and this country. He goes on to say, Biden was correct that Putin was calculating what the immediate and long-term consequences of Russia will be. Right now, Putin has Putin has the initiative in a broad range of options. America and the West are reactive and disunited. I guess it's because of bad choice of words, because I wouldn't use that word. As Biden all but admitted, Putin is following a strategic playbook encompassing the entire former Soviet Union and its Warsaw Pact allies, grounded on his 2005 precept that the demise of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical disaster of the 20th century. Which, for the record, I think Putin's right. He says, the United States and NATO are answering this strategic threat only tactically. The West focuses on avoiding imminent hostilities, whereas Putin is seeking enduring hegemony over former Soviet territories. The White House still fails to comprehend that Putin need not conduct an all-out invasion of Ukraine to win significant advantages. Seizing pro-Russian areas, leading a rump independent Ukraine, or installing a Moscow-friendly government might be Putin's real goal. Or he may make political or military moves elsewhere, in Belarus, Georgia, Kazakhstan, for example, for which the alliance seems completely unprepared. Now, I'm just going to stop here for just a second. Bolton knows a lot about this. I'll be honest, this is not my area of expertise, probably not yours either. But I will tell you this, I do know that you shouldn't go tipping your hand and saying the idiotic thing that Joe Biden said that now has him between a rock and a hard place. Bolton continues, even worse, Moscow is now suckering Washington into negotiations over security guarantees that weaken and divide NATO itself. Now, keep in mind what Trump did to NATO. Trump went in and said, hey, we've been paying the bills. You need to pay up. If you want the United States to be part of this alliance, pay your fair share and be prepared to do what you're supposed to do. America's not going to carry the load. Let me ask you, do you think that Trump was setting NATO up to be an alliance and a real powerhouse again? Or do you think Biden is? So he says, here's what Biden said. NATO is not going to take in Ukraine anytime in the next few decades. An astonishing unforced error. George Bush was ready in April of 2009 to fast-track Ukraine and Georgia as NATO members. But Germany and France objected. 4 months later, Russia invaded Georgia and in 2015 invaded Ukraine, annexing Crimea and seizing control over the Donbas. NATO has never admitted a country with unwanted foreign troops on its soil because that would effectively put NATO in a state of war with the occupying country. Of course, Russia is the aggressor in every case with its, quote, minor incursions, not just in Georgia and Ukraine, but many others. This is diplomatic suicide. What Biden did. And let me put it to you this way. If Donald Trump had made this kind of a bonehead move, they would have voted to impeach him. They would have said he's doing this in order to help the Russians. They would have said that Donald Trump is part of his Russian conspiracy thing and you know, all the stuff that they had Mueller going after him. They would have added that onto the plate. They would have impeached him and probably would have gotten away with it. I'm no fan of Bolton, but he's called this one right. He says, Russia creates an artificial crisis and graciously accedes to resolve it by accepting precisely the objective it sought in the first place. Biden's response is totally backwards, signaling willingness to discuss restrictions on Ukraine's NATO candidacy and limitations on missile and troop dispositions near Russia's borders. Now, I want you to remember this. We're supposed to be delivering arms to Ukraine. As I speak, who do you think is going to get those arms? Remember Joe Biden, who left $80 billion worth of equipment for the Taliban? God, this is the level of gross incompetence it should have that he should be impeached over. It goes on. This is a major error which only prompts further demands. Russia, a consistent violator of international commitments, is the aggressor, not NATO, which has always been a purely defensive alliance. Geographic restrictions on NATO deployment endangers its members and benefits Russia, as Poland, the Baltics, and other Central Europeans fully grasp, even if Germany and France don't. Russia has always feared violating a NATO member's border, but weakening NATO resolve undermines even its historically successful defensive purpose, as Moscow clearly understands. What we have here, people, is Joe Biden's idiocy on full display. He's created a problem that no competent world leader, certainly no competent American leader, would have done. And why did he do it? Because Joe Biden wanted to prove to you he had stamina. In this last section that he calls the downward spiral, he says playing small ball with Putin, as Biden is doing, will not durably protect Ukraine or other endangered states. Biden's inadequate and now incoherent policy is not deterring Russian military action, and timidity simply incentivizes Putin to increase his demands. We risk a downward spiral of NATO concessions to avoid military conflict today, but which will only increase its likelihood soon thereafter. Indeed, the situation may be so far gone, Putin inevitably emerges the winner. The last hope is that Biden immediately reverses courses, sees the initiative, and insists on the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline never operate until Russians leave any country that does not want them. Urgently required are more weapons and more NATO troops, not to fight, but to train and exercise with Ukrainians, and he goes on to define other things. But he says, this is Putin's calculus, which Biden's statements and last week's negotiations did not train. Time is on Putin's side. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. The only thing that Putin doesn't have time on his side is if the Republicans can win Congress and Donald Trump can get reelected.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A huge blow to Hollywood just occurred. They got nowhere to put these eggs that were in this basket. They got broken. China broke Hollywood's eggs. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. When I say huge, I mean huge. The Chinese have put so much money in the pocket of Holly weirdos and directors and things like this, and now they pretty much cut them off. There's a story. It was in Axios. China blocked all 4 of Disney's Marvel movies from being released in its theaters last year. Marvel movies. By the way, these are movies that they rely on the Chinese audience. A grim sign, they write, for U.S. film giants being squeezed out of the world's fastest-growing box office. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. See, when you go to bed with the, I don't know, what the, what's the, is it the bear, the golden panda or whatever, with China, it's not going to be good. Communists don't have this fair system where you're going to get yours and everybody, no, not going to happen. They watched what Hollywood did. They mimicked it. They got all our secrets. How do you make films? How do you do it? And now they got their own, you know, market. They don't need anybody. They got 1.5 billion people, whatever the number is, to sell to. And they're going to go make their own films. And they can do it cheap. You know, couldn't have happened to a better group of pompous jacks. Jack wagons. That's what my buddy calls what we all say something else for. He says, a jack wagon. These Hollywood elites that thought they had the world on a string. The world is, the rug has been ripped out from under them. Now they lose China. As Trump would say, China. They lose China. And their market here is been shifting underneath them for a better part of a decade because of streaming. I'm going to go ahead and put a plug in for the FlickFest. We're working on our app. The site's up. If you've got a computer, you got a smartphone, you put the FlickFest.com, you can watch our movies. But let me tell you, we're getting more and more movies every day. We have our partner GMA out of London in Italy. We're going to partner with people making films here, mostly independent filmmakers making shorts, less than 60 minutes. But we do have full feature movies, but we're going to start producing our own. We're going to green light our own productions, probably starting in about 90 days. Got people that are ready to make an investment. I'm putting another cash investment in. I got one of my buddies, wealthy guy, local guy here to Arizona, who's going to match me. And we've got some other people we're talking to that listen to the program. But let me tell you, you're going to get entertainment delivered to you differently, and Hollywood is going to suffer. Because, see, Hollywood has been fat, dumb, and happy for decades. They don't even know how to make the adjustment. Offer De Niro $500,000 to do a film, and what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I ain't going to do that film for that. But there are people out there, man, that's a ton of money. That's a budget for an entire film, for 10 films. Do you know what the technology will let you do now? So anyway, going on, it says the Chinese Communist Party is using domestic films as a key conduit for mass messaging aimed at achieving political goals, leaving little room for foreign views. What do you think Hollywood's been doing to us for the better part of 2-3 decades? They say, it's a real turning away from the global entertainment industry, said Rebecca Davis, China Bureau Chief for Variety. So here's what they say. The pandemic is ushering in a new era of unpredictability for Western entertainment companies that operate in China. The pandemic put China in better position to control releases, says ComScore senior media analyst Paul Dergarabidian. Despite Disney's best efforts to court Chinese officials to ensure its films are welcome to the region, its highest grossing films last year, all Marvel titles were blocked, reportedly for character portrayals or concerns about comments made by filmmakers, directors, or actors in the film. So Hollywood's going through its own version of censorship, and they ain't liking it. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Marvel films are typically very lucrative there, but the political aspects in blocking those films took precedence for the Chinese government over the positive box office economic impact they likely would have had, said Sean Robbins, chief analyst at Box Office Pro. So see, Hollywood's been catering to the Chi-Coms. Trying to woo them, wooing their money. Do you guys remember when The Rock came out and said he was for Biden? And it probably shook you. You were like, what? You want to know why he did it? Because all his movies, The Fast and Furious, they get bigger box office in China by far than they do here. So he was told what to say, more than likely, in some way indirectly by the Chinese government. I can't say that for sure. I want to be very clear. This is pure speculation on my part. But here's what I can tell you. The ROC had been a solid conservative for the most part, at least a pragmatist. And suddenly, he decides to speak up for the first time in his lifetime that I've followed his work, and he says he supports Joe Biden. Out of character. And let me know something's up. Well, let's see what happens now. Let's see how long Hollywood can last without that money coming in. But here's the bigger part, conservatives. Pay attention to the Kevin Jackson Show right now and what I'm about to say. The bigger thing depends on where you put your money. See, now that they've lost their big cash cow, what's Hollywood to do? Even if Hollywood were to conform and start making products that suited us, I'm gone. Now, I happen to be in the competition with them now, with theflickfest.com. I pray that you guys will go get signed. I had a guy who wrote me a note. I think I said this on the show before. He says, Kevin, I don't even watch movies. He says, but I have your service. He says, you'll get my money as long as I'm alive. He goes, because I want to teach Hollywood a lesson. I'm not watching any of their stuff, but I want to see you be successful. We will be, by the way. There's no doubt in my mind. This will be a big hit. We have it all lined up. We've got amazing films, over 3,000 filmmakers. When we start greenlighting films, we're going to have even more. So we will replace Hollywood, and we're going to bring back storytelling. And I don't know, we may eventually get to where we're making blockbusters because the technology is such that it gets easier and easier to make these products. There are kids in film school. We work with a school called G-Star. Well, we're trying to, down in Florida. And there are kids that film with nothing but Apple iPhones. I have friends that have made full-length motion pictures with nothing but iPhones. They set up 6 iPhones. That is just amazing. You got to understand, in filmmaking to do that, that's phenomenal. So that whole, there's going to be a cataclysmic shift. And here's what I want you to understand. You are a huge part of this. The more money you pull out of Hollywood and put into the things like, and it isn't just me. It used to be PureFlix, but they got bought by Sony. And there are a few others that are trying. But as soon as we take that money away and we start putting it into good stuff, and I'm going to say it one more time. We're not making dribble. This isn't something you go onto the Flick Fest and you go, oh, God, looks like a bunch of, you know, kids got together and threw some stuff. No, these are good films. And there are full-length motion pictures. There's music videos. There's shorts, you know, which, are under 60 minutes. There's documentaries and amazing storytelling. There's good actors. We got Kevin Spacey's on there. We've got Timothy Weber from Wings. I mean, look, Danny Trevino, you're going to see people you've seen in movies. And they're all saying, you know what? I can go make these things and put my passion into other projects. And they're doing it. We will have no shortage of information. And we're going to be making some big announcements on partnerships with film festivals and other partnerships that are going to bring more movies. And we're going to start producing TV shows. And it's going to be big. I hope you have interest in pop culture, because we need to win it back. And if you are, send a note to me, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There's a way to contact us. Tell me, you know, Kevin, I know filmmakers. I make films. I want to help you to fund it. Things like this. We're going to be asking for this. This is going to be yours. Now, I'm not going to lie. You know, we're going to make money at it. That's my whole goal, is to do it. But I'm not making money now. Nope. Losing money now. And I'm okay with that, because I know how big this can be and what it means in the long run. And I hope you get that from me. I hope you understand.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.